Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Psalm 27, verse 13 says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And this newsletter today is from Shane and Emily Tasker, and they're brand new missionaries with BIMI, and they're headed to the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And of course, that's where I worked and my family back in the 90s. And so we're very interested in this sharp young couple who are headed that way. Shane Tasker is from South Africa, and he met Emily, who was one of our missionary kids, over in Botswana. And so let me come down to their news. He says, Shane does, God has provided partners. Back in December of last year, we shared the wonderful news of joining Madison Baptist Church in Madison, Alabama, and partnering with Baptist International Missions Incorporated as we begin the journey to reach the DRC, that's of course the Congo. Since then, we have partnered with more churches and individuals who the Lord has placed in our path to support and to pray and to encourage us. Recently, we had the opportunity to visit Bible and Literature Missionary Foundation, and we're excited to say that we'll be working with them to have Bibles sent to the DRC when we head to the field. However, at this time, Bible and Literature Missionary Foundation has a much greater need. The cost of paper has increased monthly by $30,000, and that hinders their ability to produce Bibles. So would you pray for them also? And then God has provided a way. Upon arrival in the United States, we had planned to return to Africa by the end of February, but quickly after arriving, the Lord began to lead otherwise and has clearly led the way for us to remain in the United States and to raise our full support. And this will allow us to reach the field sooner. And along with this came a new obstacle to face. For tax purposes, Shane will need to obtain a green card. And when originally researching the process, we discovered an issue where we would have to return to the United States every 6 months to keep the green card. But we're praising the Lord that we found an exclusion that we can apply for, especially for religious workers, that would allow us to serve overseas with only needing to return every 10 years to renew it. And of course, that's wonderful news. And this still leaves some hurdles, as the estimated cost of the process to obtain a green card is not cheap. But please pray with us as we're seeking the Lord's guidance and provision on fulfilling that need, as well as someone who will legally assist us with the process. And God has provided many opportunities for them as they begin to start their deputation process, opportunities to present our burden for the Congo, to preach in churches, to teach Sunday school classes, have all been such a blessing, and to have an impact on and encourage children and teenagers in missions has been especially precious. At each church we've been to, we've made new friends, have been so encouraged, and love serving alongside fellow Christians. And we're excited to continue on deputation to see the work being done across America. So back in the month of January, Shane celebrated his 35th birthday up in Michigan. And between activities for the conference, we drove to see Jordan Lake. And while there, an ice fisherman helped guide us so that we could walk across the semi-frozen lake. And we went soul winning in the neighborhood. Well, it's a great thing to serve the Lord. I would ask you to pray for Shane and Emily Tasker.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.